Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Hamoicher Mokam Lechaveri, if someone sells a place to a friend, live nice loy, bias. It was understood, I'm selling you a lot for you to be able to build a house on it. Vechein, and also, in a similar halacha, Hamakabel Mechaveri, if someone is Makabel from his friend, in other words, he takes upon himself the job of livnes loy to build for him beis chasnes libnoy, a house for his newly married son. The minig was that when someone married off his son, you built a house for him to live in. Or you beis almenos libitoy. His daughter's husband died, and she's returning to her father's house. So they would build like a small house next to their house for the almana to live in. So how big does this area have to be? How big does this house have to be? Zakta Mishnah Baina Arba Amis al Shesh. He has to build a house, if he was makabel upon himself to build a house, if he went into a contract to build a house, or he has to give him a lot, if they made up that he's selling a lot to build a house on, that measures at least Arba Amis, 4 Amis, al Shesh, by 6 Amis. And Amma is about 2 feet. Divi Rabbi Kiva Zayat Rabbi Akiva. So 4 by 6, that's like 8 by 12 feet. Rabbi Shmuel says, that's not a house. Refes Bakar Huzeh. If it's so small, that's fit to be a Refes Bakar, a stable, a barn for cattle. You have to make it larger. Now, writes Elasis Refes Bakar, if someone wishes to make a barn for his animal, or let's say someone accepts the job to build such a stable, then boina arba amis al shesh. He has to build a place that's 4 amis by 6 amis. But a house for the son and daughter that just got married? Or Nebuch the widow that is coming home? No, that has to be larger. Vaitra zakta mishnah, bayis katan. If they made up a small house, shesh al shmaine, that could be 6 by 8 amis. Now, this is not a house for a newlywed son or for an almona. Stam is like a house, which is an independent house. Not like a little house that's built next to the big house. So there's one shear for a beis chasnos libnoi or a beis almanos libitoi, and another shear for a stama house. Vatanura says, even if they didn't make up anything, big or small, so then it would be the smallest house. And the smallest stama house that's not a beis chasnos or a beis almanos would be 6 by 8. Godal, if they said a large house, shmoy nalas, it has to be 8 by 10. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Traklin. Traklin, says the Batanura, was like a mansion. It was made for officers, for sodim, for princes, kind of palace. I'm sure you all remember a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perik Dalet Mishnah Chav Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ho'olam Hazeh, this world, Doime Leproizdar, Befnei Ho'olam Haba, it's like a hallway. Haskei Natzmecha Beproizdar, prepare yourself properly on this world. Kadesh Tikanes Litraklin. Traklin is the palace, is Olam Haba. But our mission is referring not to the Olam Haba, Traklin that you can't build with a builder, that you can only build with Torah and Mitzvahs. Our mission is talking about someone that Taka wants to build a mansion down here in this world. So Traklin, if the contract was for a Traklin, then the lot or the house that the person is building, Eser al Eser, has to be at least 10 by 10 amos. Now, until now, we were discussing the area. We never discussed how high the house has to be. Zakta Mishnah, Rumai, the height of each house, Kechatzi Arkei, has to equal to half its length, or Kechatzi Rachbe, and half its width. So, for example, what was the shear of the beis chasnes, or the beis almanus, the house for the newlywed, or the almana that comes home? 5 amos high. Because the shear is 4 by 6. So 4 plus 6 is 10. Divided in half, it's 5. The small house, that's 6 by 8. So 6 and 8 is 14. Divided by half, it would have to be 7 amas high. The large house, that's 8 by 10. That's a total of 8 plus 10 is 18. Divided in half, it would have to be 9 amas high. And the mansion, which is 10 by 10, which is Eser al Eser, that's a total of 20 divided in half. It would have to be 10 amis high. That's what it means. Rumai, its height, kechatzi arkai u kechatzi rachbai. Add up the length and the width, and divide it in half. Raya ledavar, that this is the formula to use to determine how high the house should be. Hechel, look at the hechel in the Beis HaMikdash. The hechel was long 40. It was wide 20. How high was it? 30. So the length is 40. The width is 20. Total 60. And how high was it? Half of 60. 30 ames high. Now, there are two ways to learn the next words in the Mishnah. One way is, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, yes, hakol kebinyan hahechel. In other words, this that we learned beforehand, that the height should be half of the sum total of the width and the length, the rayus and the hechel, you should know that's Reb Shimon Gamliel who says this. So in other words, here too, you would kind of add a shin before the word Rabban Shimon. She Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, for Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says that hakol is kebinyan hahechel, reinforcing what we said till now. But there's another pshat of the Batanura that you have to add a question mark and an exclamation point to the end of the Mishnah. You think everyone builds like the Hechel? The Hechel was the Hechel. That's the base of Mikdash. But Stam is a house? Who says it's built that high? That would go according to the Minhag HaMedina. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Someone sells a lot of land to his friend to build a house, or someone is mekabel from his friend, takes upon himself a contract to build a house for him, and we're talking about not stam a house, but a house that's made for his son that just got married. People would build like a smaller house next to their house, only for a son, not a son-in-law. The son-in-law didn't live next to his father-in-law and mother-in-law, the Batanura says. Or Nebuch, if his daughter lost her husband, she's coming back, they build a small house next to their house for her to live in. So the shear is 4 by 6 amos. Says the Halach Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says that's a shear for a barn. If you want to make a barn, you build 4 by 6 amos. The shear for the base chasnas levnai or the base almanas lebite would have to be larger. Stam is a person builds a house. If they made up it's a small house or they didn't say anything, so it would be the smallest house, which is 6 by 8. This is more of an independent house. It's not like a little house connected to a bigger house, so it's bigger. So again, if they said bayis katan at 6 by 8, if they didn't say anything, says the Batanura, it would be the smallest house, which is 6 by 8. If they make up a large house, it would be 8 by 10. If they make up a traklin, a mansion, it would have to be 10 by 10. And how high do these houses have to be? Here's the formula. You add up the sum total of the length and the width and divide it by half. Just like the hechel. The hechel was long 40, wide 20. That's 40 plus 20 is 60. How high was it? Half. The sum total of the length and the width. It was high 30. The Mishnah finished by saying, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer hakol kebinyan hahechel. And there's a machlokes here in a nigun. Do we read, yes, and this is old Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says it goes according to the hechel, or is Reb Shimon Gamliel arguing and he says, everyone builds like the hechel? The hechel was special. That doesn't mean that the regular house is so high. The regular house would go according to the minig, HaMedina.